Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Liddell.
And this is the Insider Report.
So let your ears do the walking as we fill you in on what's going on in the Brookings Harbor area and beyond.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. Hiya, Kat. It's been a couple weeks since we last talked.
Yeah, I feel like it's been so long since I've seen your face.
Yeah, I know. Well, you got married, so yeah, I got to know how all that went because we didn't talk because last week my grandson was sick, so I wasn't able to make it. So
And actually, I had Jason co-hosting on the last week too, so I got to be like, I'm here with my husband.
Yeah,
it was super fun.
The newlywed thing, beautiful.
Yeah, the wedding was absolutely magical and perfect in like every possible way that it could be perfect. So I feel very fortunate, you know. Well, there were so many ways I guess it could have gone wrong, considering like it was you know in my dad's backyard in Virginia City in Nevada,
right.
And that's a 9-hour drive. That's that's quite a ways to go to get to it. I made my own wedding cake and transported it to my dad's house too. So like you talk about like things potentially going wrong, everything went perfect. Yeah, the cake was great. My dress was great. Jason looked great. So everything was awesome.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's great. So it went off without a hitch then. The wedding was great. The weather was beautiful and everything was like cool. And where did you guys go for the honeymoon?
For the honeymoon, we went to a place called the Gingerbread Mansion in Ferndale, Victorian mansion bed and breakfast.
Right on.
In Ferndale, California, in Humboldt County, and it was so cool. they call them gingerbread mansions because they're painted so opulently, and then on the inside it's just like complete opulence. It was crazy. Yeah, it was made possible through the generosity of family, and we were very appreciative of.
That's great.
Yeah, it was very relaxing.
A little B&B. All right, very cool. Yeah. This weekend, we didn't do much. Shoot, last week because I was dealing with, like I said, Junior was sick and everything. Like, we had an ear infection. That's all better now and all that good stuff.
Good.
Yeah, I can tell by the background noise. It's doing fantastic. He's doing
the
great.
The energy is
back. Yeah, the energy is back and he's tripping on everything because Papa's on the air. So there you go. But we actually, Linda Johnson, who does my layout for me for The Insider. She's been with me for years on that, doing that for me and a friend. And she got married this Saturday, so it was his first wedding to go to. And he was all giving me, was giving me guff about how, you know, I don't want to go to no wedding. And I said, but you don't understand, there's going to be kids all over there. And he's like, you know. And so I finally got him talked into going and everything, not giving me any more stuff. And and we go. And it's funny because the exact thing, you know exactly what happens. There's a bunch of kids there.
Mm-hmm.
And because he said on the way there, he goes, you know, when the ceremony's done, we're going to go home. I mean, he just says it like, you know, like, yeah. and I'm like, sitting there, okay, you stick with that theory. And we end up, it's so funny because I end up there and all these kids are out there and he's having a good time. And then the ceremony goes down and they do it all. And the first thing I do is I go, okay, you ready to go? Oh man, yeah, you should. Oh no, I'm beautiful. Yeah, just like kids do. It's like funny.
I'm having fun now. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. It was great. So we got to do that, and then yesterday just lazed around and watched the football and just relaxed, you know, and all that good stuff. So yeah, that's pretty much it and everything. And I'm so glad your wedding went off all good and everything.
Goodness me. It was everything I dreamed of and more.
Catelyn Liddell, I'm now seeing all over.
I love it. Everyone keeps telling me how weird it is to see the name change, and I'm just like, you know what, I'm still getting used to it.
It will be a while, I'm sure. No doubt. Well, all right, well, good. Well, I hope everybody out there went and had some fun, and if I saw you at the wedding, that was a blast, and I don't know how many made it to your wedding, but it was a wedding type of month going down here, that's for sure. So sweet.
Fall is the time this year. This is the new wedding season.
Sure, that'll work. So hey, everybody, I hope you had a good weekend as well. And before we get going on with the Insider Report, I'd like to thank Trike City Dispensary and the Oregon South Coast Fishermen, otherwise known as the Castaways, for sponsoring the Insider Report. If you'd like to sponsor one of these fine shows or the Insider Report, all you got to do is go to kciw.org www.insiderreport.org. And then, of course, before we get going on with the show, I would like to point out that all events are subject to cancellation or requiring masks and social distancing. There we go. Got that out. Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's take a look at the music schedule for November.
That's right. That's right. We bounced right in through there. Yeah.
Just a little bit left in the month here. So first, we're going to start with Tiger Lily. Meow. He's playing Mondays at Zola's on the Water from 5 to 7 p.m. And then on Wednesdays, he plays at the Brookings Harbor Farmers Market from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then on the 27th of November, he will be playing at the Bluegrass Fundraiser for the South Coast Humane Society at the Checo Grange at 2 p.m.
Yes, indeed. And then Don Beckner, he's at the Saturday's Farmers Market from 12 to 2.
Mm-hmm. And Rat Brush is at the Wednesday Farmers Market and doesn't list the time, but I'm sure if you stop by, you'll see him playing.
Yeah, I wonder what happened to the time there. Oh my goodness, how the time flies. Literally. Time. All right, so and then Checo Brewing, they're going to have Rat Brush playing at 5 p.m. on the 26th. And Lucky 7 Casino on the 26th will have Black GTO going on at 8 p.m. So there's a couple music places, and I'll have the new schedule this for next week, as soon as I get it this week. So, yeah, that's how that rolls.
All right. And, hey, now it's time for Quotes from Famous People with Cousin Bruce.
It is. And here are a few quotes from Marilyn Monroe. She said, "Imperfection is beauty, madness is genius, and it's better to be absolutely ridiculous than absolutely boring." She says, "I'm selfish, impatient, and a little insecure. I make mistakes. I'm out of control and at times hard to handle. But if you can't handle me at my worst, then you sure as hell don't deserve me at my best." That's a good one for Marilyn. And then she goes, "Give the girl the right shoes and she can conquer the world." All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's quotes from Marilyn Monroe with Cousin Bruce. Until next week, hey, have a great one. Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Now I opened up the horizons there a little bit and it makes it easier to find some stuff.
Yeah. Get some in-depth stuff as well.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, here we've got the schedule here for the Brookings Farmers Market, and that's in Harbor on Highway 101. It happens on Wednesdays and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yeah. And then they've got the community kitchen schedule going on here. Mondays are at St. Timothy's from 9 to 11. It's basically a breakfast. Tuesdays are at Trinity Lutheran from 12 to 1. Wednesdays is the Star of the Sea Catholic Church from 12 to 1. Thursdays, it's the Presbyterian Church, 12 to 1. Fridays, Saturdays at St. Timothy's from 12 to 1. And Sundays at St. Timothy's at 4 p.m. And there's also a free vaccine clinic and COVID testing presented by Brookings Core Response at St. Timothy's Church. The vaccine clinic is Wednesdays and Saturdays from 1 to 3. And you can call in advance for COVID testing, 541-251-0825.
And hey, now it's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right. G'day, Kat. G'day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know that live animals once paraded in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? And it's not too clear on who the first president was to give a turkey pardon each year? It's true. And here's the stories. When it began in 1924, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade didn't have the gigantic balloons that we all know and love today. Instead, they paraded live animals through the streets of New York. Not small ones either. We're talking elephants and tigers, all on loan from the Central Park Zoo. The balloons didn't arrive until a few years later. Felix the Cat was the first one at the 4th annual parade held in 1927, and back in those days, the balloons didn't have long shelf lives. Because there was no deflation procedure, the balloons were simply released into the air and could be returned to Macy's for a monetary reward. Some historians think it started with Abraham Lincoln, who pardoned a turkey intended for dinner when his son Tad interceded in behalf of its life. A White House reporter wrote, "Tad's plea was admitted and the turkey's life spared." Others believe it began with Harry Truman in the 40s, but the official White House website dismisses this as a tale spread by mythmakers. And some believe John F. Kennedy pardoned a turkey, who happened to be wearing a sign around its neck that read, "Good eating, Mr. President," just days before his assassination. But the credit really belongs to George H.W. Bush, who began the practice in earnest in 1989. That's according to the National Turkey Federation, which raises birds for the presidential pardon ceremony. Well, all the bushwhacker can say is the average turkey doesn't have an exceptionally long life, and can expect to live only an additional 2 or 3 years, even if it gets the reprieve by the president. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's Bit of Weird History Stories with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Till next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird.
The true question is, do the turkeys know they're getting pardoned?
And yeah, that's the
are
thing
they
about,
thankful for it?
Yeah. Yeah, right, that one's go. That one's a hard one to tell because, you know, I understand that turkeys will drown by looking up and staring into the sky while it's raining. So, I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
So it's been told, at least, you know. Yeah. All righty. Let's take a look at the Gypsy's schedule for the rest of November. Robbie is taking appointments for tea leaf readings and tarot card readings for the month of November. Tally will be taking appointments for Saturdays. And they suggest that you book reservations for Akashic Records, Theta readings, Timeline, and Hypnosis sessions. Kid is also doing tarot cards. There are a fee for these sessions and classes. For appointments and reservations, you can call 541-813-1882.
Yeah, and the Seroptimus International of Brookings has the annual wreath fundraiser going on. They're taking orders for the annual pre-sale of holiday wreaths, swags, and centerpieces. These are locally made by Chet's Garden Center, and all proceeds stay in the community for scholarships and community service projects. For the 20-inch wreath, it's $35. The 24-inch wreath is $50. The 24-inch swag is $20, and the centerpiece is $20. If you're interested, you can contact Lorraine at 541-661-1756 for orders. Delivery will be happening on December 2nd, 3rd, and the 4th.
Mm-hmm, oh, yeah. Coming up soon. Yeah. All right. And then we have here an announcement for the Nature's Coastal Holidays Festival of Lights. You can come stroll through the beautiful light and sculpture display in Azalea Park in Brookings. This is open nightly between 5 and 9 p.m., running from November 26th through December 26th, weather permitting. Entering its 24th year, this is the most fabulous holiday light show on America's Wild Rivers coast. Opening the day after Thanksgiving and going through Christmas, over 2 million lights and over 90 2D and 3D sculptures will light up Azalea Park. Come out and see the magical, mystical, dazzling display of holiday lights and sculptures. There are Santa visits on selected dates. You can watch out for posts on Facebook regarding his visits. There will be hot cider, hot chocolate, and cookies provided for a small donation. There is a modest $3 entry fee for adults, but as usual, children 12 and under are admitted for free.
Oh, yeah. And hey, mm-hmm. The Checo Grange at 97895 Shop Center Avenue is presenting Tunes for Tales. This is a benefit for the South Coast Humane Society. This is happening on November 27th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. There will be live music and dancing. It's presented by Tiger Lily,
Meow,
Variety Show, and country and bluegrass music by local bands. Vernon Friends, Tiger Lily Trio, Crosswinds, and more. Admission is free. They just ask that you please donate for the cause. Food and beverage will be available from Misty Mountain Brewing and BJ's Beach Dogs. That's right.
All right. And there are a few events left on the calendar for the Checco Library in Brookings. And for their November schedule, on November 24th, this Wednesday, they're having a Roanoke documentary on Zoom. The library will be showing a documentary about the infamous Roanoke Colony mystery, where over 100 early colonists went missing in 1590. And then on Saturday, November 27th, they're doing holiday-themed glass candy craft bags. You can start the holiday season off right by learning how to make festive glass candy. Break the candy apart when you're done to make edible stained glass art, or just eat it. And then on Monday, November 29th, they have their monthly Teen Book Club. And Teen Book Club members read newly published starred-reviewed books and then gather monthly to discuss them. You can contact Lorene at lorene@checkolibrary.org for more information. I also know that they are still doing a giveaway for their holiday craft activity bags for children right now, and that's the Spud craft activity, so that I believe it's crafts involving potatoes, and those are being given away like all library programs and services at the Library Annex building at 402 Alder Street. This is across the street from the main library, and it's operating out of the annex right now while they are undergoing renovation work. So for any other information about the CHECO Library's programs, services, or anything else, you can give them a call at 541-469-7738. You can give them a shout out on Facebook, or you can also check out their complete online events calendar at CHECOLibrary.org.
Very cool. And you know, that Roanoke thing, I've always been fascinated by the Roanoke story and everything like that. To this day, like I said before, it's like, they still don't know exactly what the heck happened.
Right.
So pretty
yeah,
wild.
Yeah.
Pretty wild.
Some cool podcasts about that. So I'll have to check out the documentary.
Yeah. Hey, and Pacific Coast Trolley Pub Crawl and Small Shop Saturdays. Now, I'm not sure if the pub crawl is still going, but I know the Small Shop Saturdays is. Trolley passengers can enjoy a free pickup from their hotel, motel, RV park, or at the free park and ride locations. You can see the schedule on Facebook. Small Shop Saturdays is every Saturday all year long from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can tour Brookings Harbor for free. Like I said, on the Facebook page, you can check it out. I went on there to get the info, and I just didn't see where it was giving me any, you know, any pub crawl love anymore. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Here we go.
Well, Harmony and Me is presenting Music Together Outdoors. This is an activity for children ages 4 to 10. It's happening at the Brookings Nazarene Church at 1600 CHECO Avenue on the 24th of November at 1:30 p.m. You can join teacher Trisha at the Brookings Nazarene Church to sing, dance, and play as usual, and it looks like they are hoping for sunshine. This is a music and movement class for little ones and the grown-ups who love them. You can bounce, sing, and move to the music outdoors.
Yeah. Good times. Yeah. Oh, man. You know what? This is funny. I mean, behind the scenes thing, I don't know if you guys can hear in the background or whatever, but I've had it. This has been the worst recording I've ever had on with the grandson and the dog are both messing with me big time. So it's like,
now you know how I feel when my cats start meowing
at each
other.
Oh, my gosh. But I mean, neither one of them have ever, usually it's like you don't even know they're here. And I mean, man, okay. Talk about a Monday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
so,
no kidding.
Anyways, hey, we got Creative Juice Crafts at 612 Hemlock in Brookings. We're starting to go into December here. They're having a Christmas ceramics workshop going on the December 3rd from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Creative Juice Crafts invites you to a fun evening painting Christmas ceramics. They'll show you some neat techniques using acrylic paints, glitter, and textured snow. And there are no fire ceramics, so you will leave with them that evening. For tickets, you can go to creativejuicecrafts.com. That's right.
Fun. All right. And Chet's Garden Center at 555 Hemlock Street in Brookings is having a holiday hullabaloo event. This is going to be on the 4th of December from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. with live music by Patty Ann DeCuna and Troy Alvarado. This is going to be from 1 to 2 p.m. for the music. Now, there will also throughout the day be sweet treats, snacks, hot cocoa, and hot cider. They invite you to do holiday shopping with entertainment.
Yeah, there you go. The 9th annual Cherry Tree Holiday Festival at the CHECO Grange in Harbor is happening on December 4th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Vote for your favorite decorated Christmas tree by or for local nonprofits. Lunch is available for purchase. Proceeds benefit the CHECO Grange. There will also be a silent auction. This is a free event, kid-friendly, and there will be some raffle prizes going on as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And let's see here. The Brookings Harbor Community Helpers are doing their second annual drive-through holiday food drive. This is going to take place on the 10th of December at 4 o'clock. You can join them for their second annual drive-through holiday food drive, and it's going from 4 to 6 p.m., and to participate in the drive-through holiday food drive, looks like you just drive to 539 Hemlock Street in Brookings.
Yeah, that's all I got out of it. It was actually just a little, yeah, I mean, sometimes.
Drive-through, donate food.
Yeah. Sometimes less information is more, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, that's it right
Keep
there.
It drive simple.
Through, drop it off, and jam on, and thank you very much.
Be on your merry way.
Thank you. Yeah. Hey, and the Redwoods Parks Conservancy is presenting a candlelight walk in the Redwoods on December 11th. This is a virtual event, 6 p.m. You go to www.redwoodparkconservancy.org. You can join them for an immersive experience from Prairie Creek Redwoods State Park. It's a virtual candlelight walk. We'll take you among the Redwoods on a Luminaria Lit Pathway. Ooh, bunch of words in here for me. Yeah, storytellers and musicians will be, here we go again, yeah, will be fireside with stories and songs of winter. Hey, don't try this at home, folks. I'm a professional idiot. Hey, winter holidays and the Redwood Forest. So all kinds of stuff going on there. It's a 1-hour online experience that captures some of the experience the Redwood Coast families have loved for 32 years. All proceeds benefit Redwood National and State Park. This year, they're going to take advantage of the event being virtual to give you a view of trails that couldn't be walked with the in-person event at Prairie Creek. So you can watch for the Winding Pass and maybe a famous Redwood Park location. And as I said, for tickets and more info, you can go to www.redwoodparksconservancy.org. Your ticket supports the work of Public Land, its partners, and the educational, environmental, and experimental programs they offer in the Redwood region. Purchase a family ticket for $25 or become a Luminary sponsor and receive a candlelight care package featuring all of their local favorites for $100. Thank you for supporting the Redwood Parks. There we go.
Featuring all of our local favorites. I wonder what's included in that.
Yeah.
Sounds intriguing.
Well, you have to experience experience the experience.
All right. Okay. All right. And hey, happy holidays from the Checo Pelican Players. They are presenting a Candy Cane Christmas review, and the theme of it this year is Christmas Together. Now, this is, as their Christmas shows usually go, a 2-weekend event. So they're doing Friday, December 3rd and 10th at 7, Saturday, December 4th and 11th, again at 7 o'clock, and then on Sunday, the 5th and 12th, they have their 2 p.m. matinees. This is going to feature holiday musical numbers, dance, pet tricks, skits, magic acts, jokes, telling poetry, all family-friendly and holiday-related. And you know what? As a participant in this show, I guess I should provide some more detail about that. So besides just some great local singers that are taking part in it, we also have two live musicians, Jaden Cornett and Darren Daly, doing live acoustic music. And some of their songs just sound absolutely gorgeous. We also have a person doing a knife-throwing act, Christmas-themed and all.
Right on.
There will be speed character sketching by a caricature artist. So turn out to see what crazy stuff that they draw. And yeah, just a bunch of fun stuff, including some special dance numbers featuring dancers from Wild Rivers Dance with Sky Marie. So we're looking forward to that. So again, that's the 3rd through the 12th of December. You can get tickets at the box office, and if you want more information about that, you can call 541-469-1857 and leave a message, or you can check out all of their information about upcoming plays, including this one, at checkopelicanplayers.org.
Oh, man, that's great. Sounds like a good time. Yeah, Tommy sent me the email, and he's like, thank you for the extra information. He didn't go detail on me there, man. I'm like, hey, I want to say something on the air. And it's like, I knew you would know probably what was going on. So, yeah.
When I saw the knife throwing act, I was just like, That's pretty wild. You never see that at a Christmas show, but it's worth it. Trust me, for their costume alone.
Very cool. Right on.
Yeah.
Say no more. All right. Beautiful. Hey, they have the Holiday Artisan Market and Coloring Contest going on at the Brookings Harbor Shopping Center. This is happening on December 11th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Vendors, holiday trains display, and a coloring contest for all age groups. For info, you can call Cherie at 559-540-3334. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the Toys for Tots are doing a toy drive with Remax. This is happening now through December 17th. You can bring a new unwrapped toy to one of the two Remax drop-off donation locations. And those locations are 703 Checo Avenue in Brookings and also 16218 West Hoffelt in Harbor.
That's right. Good stuff. Well, hey, we're there towards the end, so I want to give a shout-out to support local businesses. Remember to shop local, especially, hey, it's a great thing to go around and get gifts and all that stuff from local shops and support them. And you can get to find some really cool deals, too. And before we get going here, I'd like to wish all our listeners a happy Thanksgiving. And hey, good luck on Black Friday for those who participate in that. Yeehaw! That's always a mess. I remember my mom and my daughter going to it many times, and they always came back with horror stories. So
I tend to do it from my computer in my jammies these days.
Yeah, there you go. Now that's the safe Black Friday because you can get some deals. Right. Yeah, but just going so like to Walmart. They jammed down to Walmart, and I'm telling you what, crazy. So hey, before we get going, nuts. I want to give a shout out to our fearless producers, Rose Weiss and Brother Tom, for all the great work making us look and sound good on the radio. And that's it. We got no more. I want to thank you all for tuning into this week's Insider Report. And right now, you can only catch the Insider Report and some of the other great shows by going to kciw.org and downloading the podcasts. But I'm sure we will going to be getting on the air. That's going to be an announcement pretty soon. Soon, I hope. We'll be back on the air as soon as possible. Once again, flying the colors and on the air where everybody can hear us, hear all the shows, hear all, because only a few are on podcasts, you know, that we can put out there. So you're missing half the great programs going on. So until next week, this is Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Liddell.
That's right. Signing off. I got to change that. Whoop. Another edit. Yeah. Keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And hey, we'll see you out there. Bam! Oh my goodness, we got through that one a lot. They're wild. Man. Oh my goodness.
For music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.